Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Are You Fit? A show all about promoting health. Pardon that. Let's start again, y'all. yeah, if you guys were wondering what the heck that was an intro to another show I just did, and I was like, okay, it's, you know, it says play something, and it's playing my other one. So in case you guys heard the No Neg Nix concept, that was the intro to that one, so ignore that. That was not meant for tonight. Anyways, getting back, this is Are You Fit? A show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. And I'm welcoming back on Jamie Lemon. She's on with me twice a month. And today we're going to be talking about an issue, a topic of massage and the power of touch. And this is something that's both near and dear to both of our hearts. We've both been doing it a long time. And so we thought we'd share that with all of you guys, not just because we care about it so much, but it really is a valuable part of anybody's wellness routine and very important to the medical community as well. So welcome, Jamie.
Well, hello, Mikey.
Yeah, everybody, if you don't, just so you know, just let's just clear that up right now. In case you hear her say Mikey and not Michaela, that means me. So, hey, Jamie.
Sorry about that. I forget.
Yeah, no worries. Why don't you, I don't know, do you want to start off letting everybody know why you got into massage and why you enjoy what you do?
I would love to. So, excuse me.
Okay.
My whole adventure into massage started 18 years ago, and before that, 15 years before that, I was involved in a serious automobile accident, and I went through the traditional Western medicine healing protocol, which is muscle relaxers, pain relievers, and anti-inflammatories. And after being on large doses of that for 15 years, my body was pretty much rejecting it. And after I lost a whole bunch of weight and had to quit my job, I was taking a serious long look at myself, and somebody recommended that I get a massage. And so I went ahead and stepped up and paid cash and went and received my first massage. And I will tell you, after that one massage, I was pain-free for 2 hours. And I drove all the way from Olympia, Washington, all the way up to Kirkland to get the massage. And even after the hour and 15-minute drive home, I was still feeling good. So I decided to go ahead and get another massage just to see if it was a freak, fluke, that it worked so well. And the second time, I was actually pain-free for 6 hours. And so I thought, well, this is a good sign because it started to affect change in my body. So to make a short story long, I ended up continuing to drive all the way up to this individual as he talked to me about getting into the business of massage. And I wanted to be a massage practitioner ever since I was 19. And then at the age of 34, I decided, well, what the heck? I lost my house, my relationship, my job, everything. I might as well start fresh. And I went to massage school. And so I am a believer in massage. And I figured if I could feel that good after massage, then I could help others feel that good, as well as educate them and teach them what I learned. And I am prescription free, have been for 17 years. And I don't know. How's that for a good start?
That was a good start, and you know, look at, you're still doing it, so that's so awesome, and so glad that you are around, Jamie, you know, helping out Washington anyway.
Exactly. I've touched a lot of lives.
Right? I know. Yes. If you really, I don't even know if I could count how many bodies or people that we interacted with through this whole process, but it definitely is amazing. As far as me, how I got into this is I started out in healthcare, in traditional healthcare, at age 18, 19 in a hospital setting. And I got to see that side of medicine, and I realized that it was more of the business of sick care, and there was not a lot of heart in it. I mean, you know, some of the, you know, professionals in healthcare, you know, especially when they start out, you know, they're all loving it, but as time progresses, it's almost like they lost heart and compassion for what they were doing. I saw a lot of people being a lot of patients being treated like a number, as if they were nothing. And that hurt, you know, because I came in to be into what I was doing, to care about people, to be in service for others. And so that really kind of just steered me away from that whole thing. So I finally left that world after 8 years, and I was like, well, what am I going to do? I still wanted to be involved somehow in health and wellness, but I just wasn't sure. And so I took a, I don't know if you guys have heard of like the different personality tests, but I took something, I believe it was the Myers-Briggs personality test. Pretty accurate, if I would say myself. And I personally am an INFJ. But it turned out that one of the professions that was recommended for me was a massage practitioner. And so I said, hey, why not? And I, at first I wasn't sure if I should do this because I had severed a tendon in my hand at the time, like prior. I wasn't sure if that was going to affect me massage, but actually it didn't. And so I actually ran into Jamie when I first was starting school. But to backtrack, even how I first got into my first, I guess would you say, experiences with massage is my mother's side is Pacific Islander. She's from Guam. And when I was a child, I remember that my grandparents used to massage me and my sisters. And, you know, they'd use their own homemade coconut oil. And I just remember I enjoyed that as a child, but I never thought that's something I was going to do. And then I got into a work injury at the hospital, and I was sent, you know, for an L&I claim, and I got massage. And actually, thank goodness, it was from a great clinic. And so that was a really good positive image to begin with. I know a lot of people, when you're trying something different, if you have a bad experience, especially your first time, it tends to run you off. So I encourage anybody, if you're trying anything new, to give it a shot, and not just one time. You kind of got to give it a little bit longer than that to see if it really is valuable for yourself. And as far as me enjoying it, I loved it from the get-go. Honestly, I really didn't think I was going to get anywhere with it. I started off the first month, all I made was $40, and I cried, and I said, oh, my God, I don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this. But bit by bit, even if you go to school, it's all about experience, and the more people that you reach out and you touch for massage practitioners, it's your fingers are your eyes. It's what senses everything. So even if you look at somebody's body, I mean, there are a lot of things that you can notice, like, you know, the way that they're standing and their composure. But it's nothing like actually putting hands on somebody, and you can feel things. I mean, not just like where there's tension, but you can almost feel like energetic shifts, like, you know, different parts of the body being more hot than others or more cold or something, and that usually represents stagnation. But yeah, that's why I just enjoyed helping others, and I just love people coming in, and they were so happy to see you. I was like, why are they even paying me for this? I just felt like they were visiting, but to truly see that I was actually helping others, that's what was so the joy of it, was to be able to help others and see that it was actually helping them. So
That's the reward. I get rewarded all the time by the results that I get with my clients and the praise that I get from the clients. And it's awesome to be able to, like you said, get paid to help people feel good.
Exactly, right? I mean, many people are in professions that they don't like or at all. I mean, okay, it's one thing to even love something, but most people wake up every day hating what they're doing. And I don't know. That just, to me, is insanity, Jamie. What do you think?
Well, it is. That's why I've continued to do massage instead of going get a 40-hour-a-week job. You know, there's perks to having a 40-hour-a-week job. There's also perks to being a massage practitioner. So,
I
love what I do so much. But I love myself so much and what I do that I will forego my 401k plan.
Right? Not everything is. Well, there's nothing secure in life, I don't think. I mean,
nope.
I just don't, yeah. So, getting back to massage, Ms. Jamie, what do you think, what would you say some of the reasons that massage is so beneficial? Why would anybody want to get a massage if they haven't had one already?
I look at it this way. Why do you fill up your car with gas, or why do you take it in for a tune-up, or why do you make sure there's air in the tires? We stop our world to take care of our car, and yet we do not take care of ourselves. So what are some of the benefits of taking care of ourselves? Oh, I don't know, like decreased stress, which means that your muscles, when we move you into a relaxed state, your muscles will soften, which improves blood flow, which then improves your oxygen uptake, which then gives you an overall sense of feeling good. And that is when your body is able to naturally heal itself. If you're always worried about what's going to happen at work, or if you're always worried about taking care of the kids, or you're worried about juggling all the balls in the air, working a 40-hour-a-week job, how does your body ever unwind? How does it ever soften? How does it ever open up? So it's interesting that over in Europe, part of their benefits package is one massage a month that they pay for, the employer pays for, because they understand the overall benefit of their employee having to go to the doctor less because they're less stressed, right? And people tell me that massage is a luxury they can't afford, and yet they have the latest iPad, they have the latest laptop, they have the latest cell phone, they have the latest Xbox. I don't have all that stuff. I spend my money on massage, and I spend my money on nutrition, eating right, you know. So it's just, it's a matter of priority. To me, massage is a necessity to keep me more relaxed, to keep my body more open, to keep things circulating the way that they should be, to keep me more flexible. Does that
I
help?
Agree. Those are all, yes, I mean, that's definitely just the tip of the iceberg. But, I mean, you touched on stress and relaxation, and I think that's huge because majority of people today, they are stressed, they are tense, and just that alone.
What are the number one and two killers? Hang on. What are the number one and two killers in America today?
I think you said heart disease
and cancer.
Yeah.
Both of them are brought on by stress. Wow.
Right. All the contributing factors that go along, like, hello, I know. I mean,
right.
I know that people come in for... Go ahead, dear.
Oh, I was letting you finish. People come in for what?
Oh, I was going to say the fact that, like, just even an hour of me time, you know, to shut off from the world, don't hear any extra noises. You know, I've heard so many people that leave massage and they tell me they got the best night's sleep ever, or, you know, it helps with the headaches. I mean, it's just so many different things that they are just amazed that it's able to do within one session. So just imagine not just one session, but if you actually were doing this on a regular basis.
Yes, exactly. And the clients that start out hard as a rock, when they come in once a month at the end of the year, their body is completely different. And that is only once a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, is, I mean, I'll give an example from one of my clients. I remember I had one lady, you know, and she came to me once a month. I mean, she was my long-term client forever, but in the beginning, I would come in once a month for a 90-minute massage. And in the beginning of her coming in, you know, it not only affects the body, but it also affects your attitude, your emotional well-being, even your spirit. But, you know, a lot of people would say this lady was a really crabby, mean old lady. But I tell you what, you know, her attitude did change after regular massage. And not only that, I remember she had this nodule, like this kink in the back of her neck that was there. And I remember one day working on her, and it was like magic. It was gone. But I mean, just the things that you are able to shift, you know, just from touch alone. But even Jamie, I wanted to see if you could touch on like even like injuries, like how it helps facilitate, you know, healing, the healing process.
Well, I went, before I went to massage school, a doctor told me that I had a sprain of my back, a sprain of my thoracic. And he told me right then and there that I would have been better off to have broken my back than to have sprained it, because it would have healed better. Well, I'm here to tell you that was 17 years ago, and I don't have back pain. And since you moved away from me, I'm not getting regular massage, and I'm still maintaining my stretching routine, which is only about 3 times a week, and I have no back pain. I do not consume any prescription drugs, and I barely consume Advil. It's like once in a blue moon. If I have hurt myself, then I'll take Advil. But outside of that, I just really do nothing else but meditate, or, you know, do something peaceful for myself every day for 15 minutes.
Right.
And then eat to the best of my ability, drink my water to the best of my ability, and stretch to the best of my ability. So I think a healthy mindset and taking life 5 minutes at a time instead of either future pacing or looking back in time and regretting what we have done, if we could just stay present, I think it helps our body a lot as well. So wasn't there a scientific report that said that humans need touch in order to survive?
Yeah, I remember an old thing. Was it a human study? I even remember one about like animals. I think it was like monkeys or something. Like the mom was taken away from. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, that's
or no?
Bonobos.
Or even the babies?
They're
talking about the babies.
That was the bonobos. Yeah, the monkeys in the Congo. But no, just last week I heard a scientific study said that humans need touch in order to survive. So there's a reason. We're electrical, right? If you're not touched by an outside person, your energy just cycles inside itself. When you're touched by a person outside of you, then it gives your energy someplace else to go. There's a calming factor when you hold your lover's hand.
Right.
Right? There's an uplifting right. emotional factor when you can get out and be with children or the elderly or, you know, I mean, community. I think Hillary Clinton was right when she said it takes a village to raise a child.
Well, it's just like getting a hug. Like, who doesn't like a freaking hug? You know, that feels so good. And again, it's that touch that's soothing, you know?
Yeah, touch. Touch is very connecting. It lets us know that we belong. So I am a real big proponent of massage.
I agree. Well, the other thing, too, is so many people want the quick fixes or they believe everything that their doctors tell them without question. And I'm not saying to ignore medical advice. What I'm saying is, do your own research and feel what resonates with you to bombard yourself with a bunch of pain medications or different kinds of meds or to just revert to surgery right away without trying other options. I just find that crazy. And I'm not even just saying with massage. There's so many other modalities that are great out there that are useful, and especially in conjunction with massage, like, for instance, acupuncture or chiropractic. I mean, there's other things that you can do and allow those other choices to be your last resort. Because when it comes to, like, the pain meds, those are not fixers. It's just masking the symptoms. And how long will that, you know, you're going to need larger doses, whatever. And then, like, surgeries, they may or may not work. They might work for a little bit, but then, you know, you keep doing the same crap you were already doing, and there you go, you're back in the same boat, and they can no longer fuse another part of your back together or whatever the heck they did, you know? And so I hope that people are, you know, I know that we are, but I'm hoping that we continue to change our mindset on what wellness really means.
Right. Right. I mean, I was one of those individuals before the age of 30 that did everything the doctor told me to do because I was told to trust your doctor, to listen to your doctor, to listen to authority. And I did. I did everything that they told me to do. And before the age of 30, I was on 5 different prescription drugs, 2 of which they told me I would never come off of. And so I kept getting sicker because of side effects, but they kept telling me it was in my head and kept giving me antidepressants. And, you know, I tried a whole lot of drugs. And then finally, I just started learning about nutrition through massage school and then studying on my own because I just felt like there had to be another way. And so for me, Western medicine didn't work. But I'll tell you what, if I get in a car accident, I will go to the hospital if I have to, right? If I get, if I lop off a finger, I'm going to go to the doctor. Or if I have something going on in my body that my naturopath can't figure out, I'll go to the doctor and have tests done. So they are a beneficial tool to help me identify where the kink in the wheel is or the cog in the wheel. And then I will ask for guidance. I am a seeker. I will just keep looking until I figure out what works for me. And, you know, if you look at us as being all snowflakes, you know, no two ones are the same, then there's going to be a unique approach to each and every one of us. We're not cookie cutter, right? What works for one person isn't going to work for the other person, right? And so science
yes.
tends to take people and they want to put them into categories and they want them to be cookie cutter because it's easier for them to understand what they're dealing with. And if an individual doesn't fit into that cookie cutter model, then they're going to create a whole new category for them to fit in so that they could have something to identify them with.
Right.
So instead of me needing to fit into a category, I just keep trying things, you know, like large doses of vitamin C if I have any body pain, or large doses of water if I have any body pain, or, I mean, Epsom salt baths if I feel like I've worked a very long day and my body is tired. I'll come home and soak in an Epsom salt bath. I have figured out what works uniquely for me, and I will walk the walk with another individual if they are willing and ready to start stepping up and sitting in the driver's seat for their health and well-being.
I completely agree. Oh, you know what? One of these days we're going to talk about water therapy because that is so important. But I want to jump back. We got about 9 minutes, Jamie, and I wanted to talk about some of the types of massage that is out there, because there's so many different kinds. I think majority of what people think about when they think of massage is Swedish massage, with, like, you know, where it's a relaxation, or the other end of it of being deep tissue. But there's so many other kinds. So, Jamie, you want to name a few that you can think of?
Sure. I went through a series of Heller work, which deals with the emotions that get stored in the body while they're releasing the fascial component of your tissue. And so through the Heller work, I became certified in a modality called myofascial release. And that is corrective care, because once you release the fascial component that's binding, causing the pain, it will stay open as long as you continue to stretch and change the way you move. So there's Rolfing, Heller work, and myofascial release that are pretty much all based in the same working with the fascia component in the body. And then there's, I just went blank. There's deep tissue. There's cranial sacral therapy that deals with the cranial rhythms in the body that flow from the sacrum up to the cranium, and that is a very powerful technique for individuals that have had a lot of trauma to their structure. Then there's shiatsu, which is very deep. Then there's what? Help me out. I'm drawing a blank.
I was like waiting for
Alexander
you. Yeah,
Alexander technique, which I don't know about, right. So I can't talk about Alexander technique. There's somatic unwinding, which I have not studied, so I can't tell you about it. What I will tell you is there is pretty much a flavor for anybody who is interested in body work. There is something out there that will fit your need. You know, you've got foot reflexology that works awesome with the 7,000 nerve endings that are in your feet. And I was told that if you go to a good foot reflexologist, they don't even need to know your health history, because they'll look at your feet and tell you what it is. So
I know.
There's a lot
it's
of different
crazy.
Cool things that we can do. I do sound healing in my body work sessions. I work with tuning forks and Tibetan bowls and crystal bowls, and those all have an impact on the cells in your body. There's Reiki, which is off-the-body energy work that just works in your energetic field. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I know. I mean, you've got hot stone therapy. I mean, not only is it soothing because of the heat, but it's also loosening up your muscles. There's also, is it cryotherapy, Jamie, where we're using ice or cold therapy in the massage? Is that what we call it?
Yeah, cryotherapy. I thought cryotherapy was hot and cold, learning about the effects of heat and cold on the body. So I don't know.
Okay, either way, there is, you know, ice massage. And I'm telling you guys, I don't like cold at all. But there's something to be said about you, like, especially on specific areas of the body, like maybe like your upper neck is really stiff, or like maybe you have like elbow pain or something. That's really good. There's also adding aromatherapy into body work. That's even amazing.
I do raindrop massage, which is oregano and thyme and basil and cypress and wintergreen and marjoram and peppermint. Who would ever think that all those are good on the body? But it really is, they all have their own healing properties or benefits from using them that helps your tissue.
Right. I know, and it's going directly into the system. I also wanted to touch on and letting people know, because maybe you have an altered mindset about massage. You know, I remember when I first thought I was going to work for somebody else, and I remember going to a few chiropractic offices. And don't mind you, I love chiropractors. It just depends on which kind, just like everybody. They're all different. But I went to a couple of them, and they had said, you know, their mindset, because they were dealing with a lot of car accidents and injuries, they saw it from an angle of no pain, no gain. So they were all about beating the body up. And the truth is, yeah, that might work for some, but it's not meant for all. The truth is, if your body is guarding, and you're like having to, like, your shoulders are raising up or you're stiffening up, you're causing more issues than you're doing the body good. And in fact, actually, like, tearing parts of your, you know, your tissue and stuff because of it. There is a massage, a type of massage called lymphatic massage, and that type of touch is lighter than, I think they said, the weight of, like, a penny. It's like a feather light, but it's enough to move the lymphatic fluid through the system. So it doesn't matter whether it's really, really light to really, really hard. It's just depending on what you're trying to do, what's your goal, and also what do you like. And so don't ever let, I would suggest whenever you're looking out for a therapist you want to see, make sure that they are in alignment with what you are wanting and needing. Do your research, just like you do your research on anybody, to make sure that they are the right fit. Miss Jamie, I can't believe it. We're gabbers. We got a little bit over 3 minutes, but I wanted to touch on, I don't know, I guess, you know, I'm not going to force anything. What else?
No. What popped into my head, hang on, what popped into my head when you were talking is, I want people to realize one thing. Do always remain as the authority during your massage session. Please, please, please. I am only as good as the person's communication on the table. It's your job to tell me if I'm using too much pressure. It's your job to tell me if you don't like me working on that body part, like your foot. You might not like your feet massaged, but I didn't get that in the screening, you know, before we started the massage. So always remember that communication is your best friend. And never let a massage practitioner intimidate you. You are the one in control. It is your massage. We are here to take care of you, but we can only do it with your feedback. So I do not approve of massage practitioners that bruise people. I just don't. That's too aggressive. But that's my flavor, right? Some people don't think that they got a good enough massage unless they go home with bruises. I don't know. That's their flavor. But like you said in the beginning, just because you get one bad massage doesn't mean the whole industry is bad. I have been massaged by 20 different people, and I will tell you that there was only one that I liked out of them. But that didn't stop me from going. I'm like,
was
what?
That me?
Yeah.
I was going to be like, was that me?
And you had to move away.
Thank you. I know. I had to start this show for everybody, right?
So, anyway, I just want to say, remember, you are the authority. So please, never feel like you're getting bullied by your massage person, or don't compare all of them as the same, because we're not. We each bring our own unique flavor to the session.
Thank you, Jamie. That was so important. I wanted to let everybody know that was obviously a taste of massage. There was definitely much more. We might have to do a round two on this, because we didn't cover everything that I would have hoped to. But just to stress upon elaborate just a little bit more about what Jamie said, it is true. Whether it's massage or anything that you're doing for yourself, make sure that you speak up, because we are not mind readers. I mean, maybe there's some that are, but that's not the case for everybody. And I know once you get on the table, you're naked, it's an intimate situation, and you might not feel comfortable, but that's why you address it at the beginning. And then, of course, you know, if even afterwards, if you notice something, if it's a new practitioner, you know, they actually appreciate the feedback. How can they grow if they don't know that something was wrong, right, or that they didn't like something? So that's
right.
What I would encourage. And I also would want to encourage everybody to, again, take accountability for your wellness and take the actions necessary to help yourself. I mean, you deserve it. Your body is your temple. It's the only body you got here on this lifetime. So treat it kindly, you know, if that's even a word.
Right.
Anyways, you guys, we only got a little bit of seconds left. So I just wanted to say we'll see you guys soon. We'll catch you soon with Miss Jamie in 2 weeks. Have a great night. Big, big hugs.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.